Welcome to episode 31. What is the difference between a press release and a media alert, and when to use them?
Welcome to the PR Playbook Podcast with Ranjini Joshua, the only podcast that teaches you how to strategically navigate the world of public relations and social media and grow a powerful brand.
Hello, and welcome to episode 31. I've been covering a lot about the basics of PR in the last few podcasts, and I think this question of a press release versus a media alert is one of those things where people can't really tell the difference or not sure when to use them. So we're going to clear that up today. While they seem really similar, a press release and a media alert are actually serving two different functions. A media alert is a short one-pager for upcoming events that are meant to provide facts to journalists and producers. This is not for consumer consumption, really. It's really meant for the editorial team to basically get the who, what, when, where, and why for any special event or press conference where larger news may be disseminated. A press release is an official statement delivered to members of the news or media for the purpose of providing information, an official statement, making an announcement, launching a product. Press release is traditionally composed of like those structural elements, like the headline, the introduction, the body, the quotes. These are all things that we covered in episode 28, basically how to create an efficient press release. So you'll see the structure of a media alert is really the basics, who, what, when, where, why. And the press release is a detailed announcement. So now you might want to know, when is it appropriate to use each one of those? Well, a media alert is typically used for events and press conferences, like I mentioned. Make sure you include all your location, time, speaker details in this document. You'll also want to include contact information of whoever is going to be on site for that particular event. Make sure that while that this is a lighter news announcement, you still want to include critical details of why the event should be attended, what are the key takeaways from the event, what is the journalist going to experience, or like why is this event of any importance? You know, I think in any announcement, whether it's a media alert or press release, you always have to have that critical factor of why is this a big deal. A press release, on the other hand, is for basically anything with detail. So anything that is substantially newsworthy, product announcements, company milestones, executive appointments, product launches or company launches, industry reports, and anything that's going to affect the overall industry or move the needle in the market in any way. So usually things that typically have a heavier sense of detail. So just to cover this again, a media alert is the who, what, when, where, why. A press release is a detailed document that really means you have news. So you can actually check out, again, episode 28, which is how to write an effective press release. And then there's a couple of other episodes. I think episode 19, 5 ways to connect with the media, that may also help you in this process. So with this new understanding of media alerts and press releases, get to writing. Email me at ranjini@thesilvertelegram.com if you have any questions. And if you want to get a second pair of eyes on it, you can also email me and send it to me. And we'd be happy to review it and send it back to you. But as always, we appreciate show feedback, suggestions on topics. You can email podcast@thesilvertelegram.com for any topic suggestions or questions about previous episodes, or contact us through the website. So I hope this was helpful in figuring out which format you're going to be using next. As always, stay safe. Thank you for listening and happy writing.